Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
The case of Wilmar and Bumitama in Indonesia, future treaty on transnational corporations and human rights should cover the entire supply chain and financials. WALI, Friends of the Earth Indonesia, submitted to the Intergovernmental Working Group of the UN Human Rights Council that is negotiating a binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights violations, the case of land and forest fires caused in the country by the production of palm oil. 23 people died in 2015 suffering from serious respiratory infections, and 40 million people have been affected in total by the fires. The second session of the Intergovernmental Working Group was held from October the 24th to the 29th in Geneva, Switzerland. Friends of the Earth International was present there with an important delegation, and activist Khaliza Khalid, head of the Campaign and Network Department of WALI, Friends of the Earth Indonesia, was in charge of submitting the case of land and forest fires in her country caused by big agribusiness transnational corporations, land grabbing. Here we can highlight the role of Indonesian palm oil supplier Bumitama Agri Limited, an important supplier to palm oil giant Wilmar International. Research conducted by Friends of the Earth groups from several countries into 5 palm oil plantations in central Kalimantan that belong to Wilmar International and Bumitama showed that, despite companies having adopted voluntary policies prohibiting burning, deforestation, and exploitation of peatlands, they appear to have violated national laws and their own voluntary guidelines. This includes violating the human right to health and to a healthy environment, allowing the destruction of high carbon stock areas, and taking insufficient measures to prevent forest fires in their plantations. Friends of the Earth Europe, Friends of the Earth England, Wales and Northern Ireland, Friends of the Earth United States and WALI have been investigating the actions of Wilmar and Bumitama in Indonesia and have conducted financial studies about the companies. Bumitama received financial support from well-known European banks, including HSBC, British, Deutsche Bank, and Rabobank, Dutch, according to Friends of the Earth International data from 2014. American and European financiers hold €371 million worth of shares in Wilmar and have $1.1 billion in loans outstanding to Wilmar. Real World Radio interviewed Khaliza Khalid of WALI, Friends of the Earth Indonesia, in Geneva.
Real World Radio has the pleasure of being interviewing Khaliza Khalid. She is the head of campaign and network department of WALI, Friends of the Earth Indonesia. Khaliza, first of all, welcome to Real World Radio.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Khaliza, so you have been participating here in Geneva in the week of mobilizations, but also inside the UN official negotiations for a binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights. I'd like to ask you first, what is your evaluation of this week of work?
Yeah, I think this momentum for us, and also this very important for us, especially for Indonesia, because so many cases, environmental crimes and also environmental damage, and the act, one of the big actors from transnational corporation. Many experience and also many knowledge from panelists and also from civil society organization in a lot of countries. For me, especially this opportunity for us to learning from the many experience about how we can stand up for transnational corporation against and stop impunity corporate crimes.
Okay, Khaliza, and you were talking about the environmental crimes in Indonesia particularly. I would like to ask you, if you could explain to us a bit more which are the cases at least that worries you the most.
Yeah, so many cases, transnational corporation and environmental damage and or environmental crimes in Indonesia. One of the big problem or cases about forest fire issue. Transnational corporation burning forest in Indonesia and killing the people, and so many people impacted, affected from the environmental crimes from corporate transnational crime. And Friends of the Earth Indonesia, we oral statement about forest fire issue Especially in Sumatra and Kalimantan, and how to supply chain. We focus for this issue, how to supply chain, strengthening the environmental crimes in Indonesia, yeah, burning the forest and peatlands.
And why do they do that there in Kalimantan?
They are for the land clearing for the palm oil plantation or trees plantation. They are for the land clearing. They are burning the forest and also peatlands. And mostly for the corporates, this is the more cheaper. Yeah, how they are burning the forest and
peatlands. The cheapest way to do that. To clean the area.
To clean the area. To clean the area. To clean the area. To clean the land and also forest. It's more cheapest. Now, this is the reason for us to and how for us there's crimes here, yeah, because so because for Indonesia, for our country and mostly poor peoples, there are the bad practices corporates in the area, like burning the forest for the land clearing. This the impact is cause the burning yeah. On I mean a forest fire, and actually 18 years was burning in Indonesia.
They have been doing it during 18 years.
Yeah, 18 crazy. Years. And every year, yeah, in Sumatra and Kalimantan.
And despite the fact that it could be, like, quite obvious, the consequences that it could have for the local communities, could you please say to us, Kalisa, which are the consequences, the direct consequences for the people living in those areas?
Yeah, like in the last year, in 2015, 23 people died. And mostly the majority from the children. And also around 14 million people affected or impacted from the forest issue. Environmental cost and also so environmental loss, like ecosystem loss, livelihoods also, economic losses, communities and people in the area.
What do the people of those areas do for a living?
Actually, they are refugees. Some area, yeah, like in Central Kalimantan. Some people choosing leaving another region because of
the fires. But before the fires, what do they do? Because I guess, of course, that after the fires, they cannot keep on doing their work. So I would like to know, what did they do in the past for a living, and so now they have nothing to do?
Mostly the majority in rural area and also
cattle raising,
yeah, no. But okay. The impact not in the rural area, okay. In also in urban area, in urban, yeah, areas. Because they are burning peatlands, and peatlands area is vulnerable area, and also peatland is one of the essential ecosystem. If you burning the peatland, it's more impacted, yeah, because the heads for the peak.
Okay, and I would like to ask you, so you made an oral statement inside the negotiations,
yeah,
and you put all those things on the table.
Yeah. In oral statement, we should the UN treaty can adopt it for environmental crimes for the include the binding for environmental criminal crimes from transnational corporate for this issue, for this case, especially for the forest fire issue. And also, we welcoming for ICC, International Criminal Court, to adopt environmental crime, because the most of the actor from the transnational corporation, and how to supply chain also adopted in the instrument treaty binding.
Which are the ones? Which are the corporations involved in those crimes in Indonesia?
In our research with Friends of the Earth Europe, Friends of the Earth UK, and US, and also Friends of the Earth Indonesia, we found that the name of the corporate is Wilmar Group and Bumi Tama in Central Kalimantan case. And the other actor, Friends of the Earth Indonesia, also found that in 2015, those actors, Asia Pulp and Paper, and also Marubeni investment from Japan, April, beside Wilmar. And also we are concerned and focused also for financial issue.
Okay.
Because the financiers like such as like banks also contribute the case. Yeah.
Okay. All of those companies involved in those fires for to grow crops.
Yeah, yeah. And they are based on like UK, also US and Europe. I think. Yeah, very important to civil society in like in the Europe, Indonesia, and also US to working together to push the corporate. Yeah.
Okay, Kalisa, I would like to ask you, some countries, especially from the European Union, have been saying that there are national plans to fight against corporations in the countries. They have been underlined the importance of the UN guiding principles, trying to avoid this internationally and legally binding treaty. What do you have to say about that?
The big problem for us, how to national action plan can get the like the about extra territory. UNGPs can also catch for corporate. If they are the extra jurisdiction, yeah, for the law enforcement, or and in Indonesia, the national action plan also not stagnant, yeah, stagnant. I think this about the political issue in Indonesia, but we still push to our government to keep strong for this position to treaty binding. But we are. I think, but in the one of the negotiation between Indonesia and Europe, in Europe countries, yeah, they are thinking very important for Indonesia to negotiating with the Europe countries, yeah, because the most of the investment from the Europe. Okay. In Indonesia.
So, do you expect to have this legally binding treaty at the end, and why?
Yeah, of course. We strong to standing the position because yeah, we need to treaty binding for transnational corporation because the until now the national law can't to get they are the to law enforcement. Yeah, in national regulation, in national law, even Indonesia have national law about how to manage the natural resources investment, yeah, like forest, something like that. We have law number 32/2009 about the environmental issue, but not implemented for transnational corporations.
They are not really respected.
We hope treaty binding and corporate transnational to law enforcement in the international with the international instrument.
Okay, it was Kalisa Khalid, Head of Campaign and Network Department of WALHI, Friends of the Earth Indonesia. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.